Thanks, everybody. The subtitle of this evening was A Night with the Stars. But I am a linguist, and so I was like, oh, what can I talk about this to do with the stars? So I watched some Star Trek. The most linguistically interesting, or it would be if it wasn't for my mortal enemy within the Star Trek universe, the Universal Translator. How much more interesting would Star Trek be without the Universal Translator? Because basically, it translates everything. To give you an idea of how much more boring it makes everything, Jean-Luc Picard, the captain in The Next Generation, is actually speaking French the whole time. That's canon. But when you're watching it, he's just talking English the whole time. It would be so much more interesting if everybody had different languages. And then when you met an alien species, you could actually do the whole exploration of how exciting it would be to meet a new alien species and explore the possibilities of communication. But no. They've got a universal translator and it can manage to deal with absolutely everything, but not everything. In the most interesting episode of Star Trek, the universal translator breaks, or the language that it's trying to translate breaks its ability to translate. Does anybody know what episode I'm talking about? Thank you. That's the two people I forced to watch it last night. That's right, it's Darmok! So in Darmok, what happens in The Next Generation, they find this alien species called the Temarians. And the Temarians are like, they make contact, and what comes through the Universal Translator is... hang on, I've written it down. Darmok and Jalad on the ocean. Temba, his arms wide. And the people on the Enterprise are like, what now? Why, can just say hello back, see what they say. And then they just go, Darmok and Jalad. When the walls fell, and then they're like, what? And then the whole episode is them trying to work out what this language means. And it turns out that the reason that the Universal Translator can't work this language out is because their entire language is metaphor. And all communication comes through examples of stuff in their history. So when they say Darmok and Jalad on the ocean, that indicates a new friendship because in their mythical history, a new friendship was formed between Darmok and Jalad while they were on a boat somewhere. And the Universal Translator can't deal with this, right? My notebook can. I found a list on the internet of all of the phrases in that episode and their English translations. And I've written them down, and now my notebook is better than the Universal Translator. Yeah. The Universal Translator is shit. But also, the premise of that episode is also a bit nonsense, because if you can use metaphor to express meaning, we do this all the time in English, you must have words to establish those metaphors in the first place. And in the episode, it's beyond them, right? Mm. They can't understand absolutely anything Jean-Luc Picard says in any language, French or English. So I actually think, in reality, if we did have a universal translator, they'd be able to deal with this problem. They'd be able to hear a metaphor and be like, okay, this is the literal meaning, but this is what the person saying it would actually mean. And to give you an example of what I think the Universal Translator, or how the Universal Translator could do this, I want to talk about the most linguistically interesting science fiction movie of our time, Guardians of the Galaxy. So in Guardians of the Galaxy, there's this character called Groot, who is a tree, but he's like a humanoid tree and he talks, but he can only say one thing. Or two things, actually. He can say, I am Groot. And that's mostly all he really says, except at the end of the film he says, we are Groot. And it's really moving. It's... Oh. But the whole way through, all he says is, "I am Groot." And his mate, Rocket, who's a raccoon, but he talks. he understands him, right? He gets it. He's like, "Oh, I'm, yeah, totally on board with what Groot's saying right now." And as an audience member, I can mostly work out what Groot is saying too, because yes, he only uses the word "I am Groot," but he uses context and uses intonation in order to express meaning. And that's what we do as humans all the time. To give you an example from English, we have some very, very... what's the word? I'm a linguist. Polysemous, thank you. Polysemous phrases in English. The one that I'm going to use this evening is the word "fuck." I think one of the most polysemous words or phrases within the English language. It can mean a great many things. So I want to play a game with you where I'm going to say the word "fuck," and then I want you to see if you can tell what I'm communicating. okay, are you ready?
Yes!
Okay, here's the first one. Oh, fuck. More specifically, no, I've got a tape measure for Christmas. What about this one? Oh, fuck. Getting lucky? Hot stuff? No, that was Creepy Santa. That was Creepy Santa seeing an attractive woman across the room. Steve's left, so you missed that one. and then the final one that I've got is fuck. Bingo. We've discovered fusion energy. So I think that the universe, you are all better than the universal translator, because you managed to interpret what I was saying. And I think that if a universal translator was to ever exist, it would have to take into account our tone of voice and also the context in which we're saying things. And that's why Star Trek is rubbish. Sorry, I didn't mean it. I love it. Okay, thank you. That's it.